Nicole, you know, in part, yes. The budget certainly keeps taxes low, so low that, in fact, Florida ranks 50th in the nation for spending per capita. And, you know, yeah, the proposed budget will significantly increase state reserves, and the budget does address some key priorities, particularly for environmental spending. But, Nicole, I got to tell you, the budget really falls far short of meeting the needs of this state.
Why is that the case?
Well, first of all, the budget is almost $2 billion lower than it was last year. Now, last year's budget was boosted by federal spending, but, you know, state revenues this year, they're more than sufficient to maintain last year's spending level. And it's very important to note that Florida's population grew about 2% this year, and inflation's running north of 4%, so the governor's budget really represents a sharp cut in real spending per person in Florida. And second, our state ranks 47th in spending per student in grades K through 12, and we spend the lowest amount on K through 12 education as a percentage of personal income in the entire country. And finally, Florida's jail system is overcrowded and near a state of collapse, according to state officials. But instead of increasing spending to meet these state needs and other state needs, the governor's budget boosts state reserves to all-time highs. And Florida's per capita state collections, they're currently the lowest of all states. Now, that would be great if we could meet our state's needs at these low levels of taxation, but sadly, we can't.
The governor also said in his budget message that, quote, as a result of our commitment to freedom, Florida's economy continues to thrive and Floridians are better able to provide for their families. What do you make of this claim economically?
Well, I mean, certainly Florida's economy has improved over the last year, but so have the economies of every single state in the nation. Only two states have fully regained employment since February 2020, Idaho and Utah. Florida ranks 16th for job recovery. Not bad, but there seems to be little or no correlation between states that have aggressively opened their economies, like Florida and Texas, and those that were more restrained in terms of how much job recovery they got. Rather, the recovery trajectory, Nicole, is much more determined by COVID-19 infections and the composition of each state's economy.
Ultimately, the legislature will determine the state's budget. So at the end of the day, why do the governor's recommendations matter?
Well, they matter because they guide state policy. Now, regrettably, this budget continues state policies that, over the last decade, have focused on driving down state spending and starving education, healthcare, and other public services in Florida. And this has hurt the state's competitive position. A well-trained, well-educated labor force and high-quality schools and healthcare are becoming increasingly important to firms and workers. Our state's policies at this point have compromised our competitiveness, and this limits our economic development.